You are listening to the Fayetteville 411 podcast, produced by the City of Fayetteville, where you will get information about city government and the programs and services we provide. You'll get topics of interest and an inside look into the various departments that help keep our city moving. I'm John Salling.
And I'm Sherry Kropp. Thanks for joining us for the Fayetteville 411. In just a couple of weeks, the annual International Folk Festival will be taking place in downtown Fayetteville. And if you've never been to the festival, plan to be there this year because it is one that you will really enjoy. And today we're joined by Miles McKellar-Smith from the Arts Council to give us all the details about the festival. Thank you so much for joining us, Miles.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, let's start off with when is the festival taking place, and then just kind of go in and talk about what visitors to the festival can expect.
For sure. So IFF will be taking place on September 26th and 27th in downtown Fayetteville. So the Friday, the 26th, we're going to start with an opening reception for our new exhibit. It's called Multifaceted, and it's really just a look at how our identities are connected through all these different elements that come together to make us who we are. So that exhibit is something that kind of explores that theme using mixed media art as a vehicle for it. So that'll be there in tandem with the Fourth Friday activities that'll be happening on Hay Street.
And that's in the Arts Council Gallery.
That is in the actual gallery.
Okay.
So if you come to 301 Hay Street, we'll have everything indoors, and that'll be from 6 to 8. And again, I know that Fourth Friday goes until 10, but our hours will, for that particular event, finish at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So that'll be the Friday, and that'll kind of get us warmed up for the big day, that's the 27th. And that's when we're going to have our Parade of Nation kicking off at 10 a.m. That'll run about 2 hours. And when that's finished, the rest of the festival footprint will open up. So we'll have the Promenade open up with a bunch of food vendors, tons and tons of food, over 25 different food vendors that'll be there representing over 30 different types of cultures. We will have plenty of entertainment, different performances leading up to a main stage performance that's presented by the Sand Hills Jazz Society. And we have a kids area as well, which is awesome because you got to have, you know, the family fun. We'll have a bounce house for people and stuff like that, as well as a instrument petting zoo that is presented with the Fayetteville Symphony Orchestra. So just a ton of things. I know we can get into a little bit more of it as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, I have to say that the Parade of Nations is one of my favorite parts of the festival just because you get to see all of the costumes from around the world, and they're really beautiful, nice and colorful. So let's talk about the Parade of Nations. How many countries do you have participating in that?
We have over 30. And I know that today I saw the number of marches. We're going to have over 1,000 people actually marching in the parade.
Wow.
Which I honestly, again, I've attended this festival in the past before I was working with the organization. I had no idea that many people were down there, but it makes sense when I see the pictures. You know, it's one thing to just see what that number looks like, but then actually seeing the number, it hits you differently. So I know that we'll have over 1,000 people actually marching. And to your point, it's just a chance for people to really show their pride in their cultural heritage. You know, it's if you just sit there and you just watch all the different groups go by, it's just this assortment of beautiful colors.
The
wardrobe that people have, and just how well everyone takes care of all their stuff that's being passed down, or if they have to, you know, replicate anything. Just again, I think that the word that I keep thinking of whenever I think about this is pride, because people truly are so proud of where they come from, but they're also proud to be able to show that and share it with others.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of from your perspective and through your eyes, what is the International Folk Festival all about?
Absolutely. I think I want to build on that because, again, you know, beyond the pride that we have, one thing that we really want to push this year with our exhibits and also with IFF is a theme of connections. And that's the theme of our gallery season this year. And I think that IFF becomes one of the events that is a clear example of where we have a chance to connect with people. And it's not just in the sense of, okay, you know, my folks are from this area, or I'm a native of this area. It's, hey, this is the food that we eat. Here are some songs that we sing. Here are some dances. And it's just a different way to engage with that. So it almost feels like a really big, like, family reunion where everyone just comes together and just smiling and ready to share what they have to offer. And again, I think that the parade is a great way for us to kind of kick off that feel for the day before people go and again experience the other performances and take in the food. It's a really, I think, clever way to have a very educational experience that doesn't feel like education.
Right, yeah. Right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And you mentioned food, so I'm going to go there.
Because
I know a lot of people talk about all of the various foods. I mean, you've got Peruvian, you've got Mediterranean, German. I mean, all kinds of food. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. If there's anything that you, like, if you have any kind of palate, you're going to be able to find something for it.
Yeah, definitely.
To your point, we have those. I know we have Guyanese. I know that we have Thai. One area that we will have, actually, that, you know, there will be some food vendors there, but also there'll be a fuller area. We have something called Fiestas en la Calle that's being presented by El Centro Hispano, which is a nonprofit based in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. And they will have a space on Festival Park. And there will also be an assortment of Latin American foods, performances, and artisan vendors out there as well. So an assortment of Latin American foods will be found in the festival footprint as well. So it's, again, really just over 30. The number that I keep thinking of is just over 30 countries represented that. So just, again, the assortment that you can find, and then just the types of foods. It's the heavier stuff, but also just the lighter drinks and delicacies that people will like, you know? So, again, even for the pickiest eaters and kids, there'll be something for them. Yeah.
And for the live entertainment, what are we looking forward to?
So for performances, we have an assortment of people who will be returning, and also some new performances. Some of our returning groups include folks like the Fayetteville Latin Dance Group, where they will have performances that are, you know, you can go and observe. And in the past, I know they've had things where people can go and learn different dance moves as well. This will also be the first year that we have like a bigger headlining performance that we're really pushing, that again is presented by Sand Hills Jazz Society. So that'll be Pamela Williams and Marcus Johnson, and that will happen at 7 o'clock in Festival Park on the main stage. And it's an awesome experience, because, you know, we're able to partner with these organizations like El Centro Hispano and like Sand Hills Jazz Society. But part of what comes with that, again, is just they're able to take their expertise, and we're able to just kind of like create this synergy with them. So they've done a great job just piecing this performance together. I believe Pamela and Marcus are both from the West Coast. So again, these are folks that aren't necessarily like close by, but they know the area and they just have love for Fayetteville and want to come back and perform. So looking forward to that. And there will also be a VIP option for that, for folks who want an elevated experience, where there'll be some specialty foods and beverages and a like preferential seating to be able to make sure you have a good view of the stage. So again, all of the main stage performance will happen at 7 p.m. and it'll end around 9:30.
Okay. And then there's also little performances taking place all around the footprint of park, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a couple of different stages. So we'll have the full performance schedule out about mid of the week next week, once everything is kind of locked in terms of times. But, again, dance, we have roaming mimes, we have singers, just an assortment. And also we have live art. I don't want to get too caught up in the performance of it. Mm-hmm. We have some folks who will be on Festival Park actually making pieces at the beginning of the time, around noon, until about 7 or so when the actual performance begins. So if you just want to go and sit around and watch people paint as well, you have the option.
And what other kind of cultural activities could people look forward to?
Yeah, definitely. So again, the big thing I would say is, beyond the parade and the food, you should definitely check out the artist market. That's where we're going to have a ton of local artists who are going to be promoting some of their handmade trinkets. We have henna tattoos. We will have face painting. That's really where we get into the weeds of all the different type of artisan experiences that you can get, I think you're going to be able to find in the arts market. So I think that would be the best way that I can break it down for people who maybe haven't been there before. You have your arts market, where you can go and find your shopping goods and the things, maybe you're trying to do some early Christmas shopping, things like that. You have your food, which is going to mainly be on your promenade right here near your office. and then you're going to have performances, where there's a main stage one, but also we have performances that are going to be all around the festival footprint. And again, even some of them moving around, not necessarily stationary like our mime. And in the past, we've had other performance artists who have kind of just moved through the crowd and make sure that wherever you were, you got a sense of, you know, the excitement that was happening.
Sure. And that international spirit.
Absolutely.
And so let's go over the footprint. So the parade itself takes place on Hay Street.
Correct.
That's on that Saturday. And the fourth Friday and the exhibit that you have, that's takes place on Friday. That's in the gallery.
Absolutely.
Right? And then after the parade, you kind of move down to the Festival Park area, and on the promenade is where all of the delicious food is going to be, right?
Exactly.
And the vendors and things like that.
Yep. Once you walk on the promenade up, you'll see all the food vendors, and then I'll lead you into Festival Park, where you'll be able to see the calles and, fiestas en la calle, and also the live arts market and the kids area will all be in Festival Park proper. So, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the kids area. Yeah. What do we have for them?
Giant bounce house. That's definitely the bit. You know, I know that'll be the... there you go. You know, and the fun part becomes that's like the visual representation for people when they're out there, just to know that that's where they can find more kids areas. But one thing that I know we're bringing back this year is the Instrument Petting Zoo with Fayetteville Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, nice.
And it's just this awesome opportunity for kids to come and see instruments up close. You know, I know that, you know, once you get into middle school and high school, of course, it's easier to access those. But for all ages, just being able to see what those options are, we're really lucky to have a organization like FSO who are just so willing to come out every year and do that and just share their mission too. You know, that's again another moment where the missions of two different organizations can kind of combine very organically. So we're really excited for the kids to come back out and enjoy that. Again, that'll all be in Festival Park. It'll be accessible if you have strollers, so please come on out.
And the festival is just one example of what the Arts Council brings to our community every year. Could you tell us a little bit more about what else the Arts Council does?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Arts Council really is here for the arts and culture of Fayetteville, Cumberland County. If you are an individual artist, we have funding for you to be able to continue to pursue your art career. We have different types of grant programs to be able to, you know, attack different type of needs that you have. We also have funding for organizations that are looking to put on different arts and culture events. You don't particularly have to be an arts and culture organization to apply for some of those, but again, they are there if you're trying to promote the arts here in the area and just bring that into Fayetteville. Beyond that, we have our Artists in Schools program, which is our longest standing program. We do that in partnership with Cumberland County Schools, and that's where we're able to get teaching artists into the schools teaching integrated arts curriculum. And the cool thing about that is at no cost to the school. They have a ton of free options. There are some that are paid, but again, the baseline of them, everyone has the option to bring an artist there for free, and the artist is always paid. So we're never asking the artist to go and do pro bono work on that end. We make sure all of them are compensated. And just the amount of positive effects that have been shown when we combine art with education and combine the two and create these integrated programs, there have just been countless studies on that. So it's just one of the programs that we're really proud to continue to push. On the other end of that, we have a program for seniors that we started about a year ago called Arts Resources for Elders, which is essentially the same kind of thing, but it's happening at some of the senior centers. I know Senior Center East, I believe that's right over there by Fayetteville State, was open last year. And we had a few programs that have gone through there. So again, really just trying to make sure that arts education arm of what we do is not only focusing on one area, but make sure we're getting all areas of need. And then I think the biggest thing that people probably know us for are galleries. You know, people, we get the comment a lot that we only do visual arts. And I think that a lot of times that's why. But, you know, that's another thing that we really are proud to continue to do is make sure that we're offering a place for people to come and see just quality art, come and see art that's made by people in the neighborhood, in the area. But also we do, you know, most of our calls are national calls. So there are times where we get folks sending in work from California, Texas, wherever, if they just feel behooved to do so. Mm-hmm. But it's just an area where we can make sure that access is there and it's completely free. So
yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's no cost to going into the gallery and looking around in there.
Exactly.
And when you stroll downtown, you can also see these public art pieces, which I believe you guys are very involved with that, right?
We are. And we actually just have our newest set that was just revealed recently. Artscape 9 is all out and about downtown. So if you go out there and you see, I think the big one that folks see on Hay Street is Red Bear. So as you're driving down there, you'll see a big red bear. Depending on which side you're going, it might be on the right or the left. But that's also a sign that that's our building, 301 Hay Street. So it's right in front of the gallery. And
so we used to tell them, look for the red door. But now we say look for the
red bear. You know, it's a little bit more fun. And the thing about those pieces in particular, though, are just when you see them from afar, it looks incredible and it's awesome. But then you walk up close to it and you see the craftsmanship of how it was made. And it just kind of makes you take a pause for the moment and just take it in, you know? So it's we're really happy to continue to offer that to downtown Fayetteville.
And can you give your perspective on, like, why support the arts in Fayetteville in this way? Why put the art in downtown? Why do we want to kind of put it in front of people, put it in people's ears?
Yeah, John, you guys don't have enough time on this podcast for me to go through all the reasons for that. But I think that you can look at it from a few different angles. But the one that we really kind of focus on is just when we think about quality of life and we think about just the pride that we take in our area, in our communities, the arts become a very easy access point for that. You know, when you have things like theater, it makes people, it gives an option for people to have things to do locally beyond just going to a movie theater, which, you know, I'm film buff. I absolutely love that. But just local theater is important. So having that gives people a certain sense of pride when they can go to a local concert and see that. Just really what I'm getting at is when they don't have to go towards these bigger markets to be able to have a good source of entertainment, you feel a little bit better about your area. The arts also really becomes an avenue to engage with so many different people and talk about so many different things. So I think that the arts are a very vital part of our community. And I think that we are in a very unique position to not be the holder of the arts. You know, the Arts Council isn't like the ones, we're not the group that tell you like what is art or what is not. We're just here to make space and make sure you have the capacity to do it. So we're here to elevate the arts. We're here to elevate tourism around here because we think that the arts are a really big driver of economic impact. You know, we've done a survey last year that's on our website that shows all the different numbers of it. But just the arts are just an integral part of all that we do here. So we want to continue to really just be an advocate for that.
Yeah. And kind of literally and figuratively adding some color to the area, something for people
literally
to appreciate.
Literally and figuratively. That's it. You know, and especially when we think about things like Artscape, that's what we're doing, but just it's easier to access. So.
And when you talk about economic impact, the Folk Festival is a good example of that. Look at how many people come from other areas to the festival.
Absolutely.
And they're purchasing food here and they're buying things here. And that's really cool.
And what feels good too, I'm a nerd for numbers. So, you know, I was talking to one of our colleagues about this last week, and more than half of the people who are the food vendors have come back this year and then last year. But I think then also a fun number is that about a third of them are new vendors. So, you know, we have that pull that people have good experiences and want to come back, but we're not getting stagnant in who we're, you know, bringing to the festival. We're having fresh faces and fresh options for people to come and engage with. And again, hopefully we continue trending in that direction because I think that's what it's about. Just making sure all these different things that we would normally have to go all around to get, we just bring them right here to Fayetteville.
And if people want to find out some more information about programs or get a hold of you guys, where are they going?
Yeah, go to www.theartscouncil.com.
And you're on social as well?
Absolutely. Most of our social pages are Arts Council Fay, at Arts Council Fay. And our Facebook page is the same tag. But if you just type in Arts Council of Fayetteville into Facebook, you'll see our page.
Well, yeah. Thank you for coming on and sharing all of the information. And I'm sure a lot of people have learned a lot more about the Arts Council and how important and vital you are in our community. So we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So
guys,
let's recap the festival one more time. When does it take place? And what do people need to do?
Absolutely. So the International Folk Festival will take place on September 26th and 27th. If you have any questions about it, again, you can go to our website and you'll see the exhibits and events tab that'll have all of our information about that. The Parade of Nation will get started on that Saturday at 10 a.m. And then again, everything just gets going from there. So if you're downtown at 10 a.m., you will know where to go and you'll see all the action. So we really hope that everyone comes out to support this and just has a great time.
Wear some comfortable shoes and bring an empty belly. Yeah,
please wear comfortable shoes. Plenty of walking. Especially since everything is combined to one day this year. We hope that everyone's ready for a jam-packed day, but there's just so much good stuff taking place. So. Yeah.
And so many new foods to try.
Oh, absolutely. You know we'll be out there trying them.
Thank you so much, Miles.
Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Fayetteville 411. The Fayetteville 411 is one of several podcasts that the city produces for our podcast channel, Radio Fayetteville. Be sure to subscribe to Radio Fayetteville, available on most of your favorite podcast streaming platforms.
You can also listen to every podcast that Radio Fayetteville has to offer by downloading the Fay TV streaming app, available now on Roku, Apple TV, Android TV, and Amazon Fire TV. You can view all of our video content by visiting faytv.net. To get information about city services, go to our webpage at fayettevillenc.gov. Thanks for joining us.